The Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast, brought to you by property and business coach Daniel Latto. Join the conversation at www.daniellatto.co.uk. Remember to like and subscribe.
Hi, and welcome to the podcast. My name is Dan Latto, and in this podcast, I want to talk to you about your website. And as we move towards 2019, so depending when you're listening to this, you might be in 2020 for all we know. But as we move forward into the new year, we're in December right now, 2018. As we move forward, the relevance of a website seems to be becoming less and less important. And so I just want to clarify a few things around why I believe you still need a website in 2019, 2020, 2030, 2040, whatever that happens to be. Unless there's some major shift in the way in which we do business, you're still going to need a website. So there's a couple of reasons for this. So the first one, let's just talk about, get some technical stuff out of the way, some really big stuff. Let's give you the really big juicy one first. So the really big juicy reason why you should have a website is for Facebook retargeting purposes. So what this means is that if somebody lands on my website, I can get them to fire off what we call a Facebook tracking pixel. So now Facebook knows you've been on my website. And then what I can do is, depending which pages on my website you've looked at, let's say you're looking at the digital marketing page, then I can send you an advert specifically to follow up about digital marketing to get you back onto a website. Because we know that, you know, for those people who've landed on a website, you know, 75% of people never come back. But if we can get people back, there's a better chance it increases the probability that those people are going to buy from us. They're certainly more engaged than completely cold traffic. So we want to continually be tracking those people who land on our website and then serve up adverts that are relevant to whatever it was that they were looking at. So then let's say that you know, someone landed on a website, they looked at the social media marketing page, they looked at the website design page, and then they looked at the strategy session page, which is where they get to fill in a form and speak to me one-on-one. So we've got an opportunity to either serve up an advert for the social media package, or we can serve up an advert for website design, or we can serve up an advert for the strategy sessions. So whichever one I want to push that particular month, let's say we're just doing a special deal on websites, and for everybody who's looked at the website page, we can serve up an advert saying, take 20% off with this advert. Like, how cool is that? Like, you can't do that if you're just sending people, you know, if you're posting a piece of content out on LinkedIn, let's say, you've got zero control on LinkedIn as to who's looking at it. You don't even know who's looked at it. Like, at least if you're going back to your website, yeah, you still don't know who's looked at it, but at least you can serve up those who have looked at it, an advert. That's a lot harder to do on LinkedIn. Now, on Facebook, if you've got a video, let's say, you can actually target people who've watched, you know, maybe more than 10 seconds of that video. So that's pretty cool. You can do stuff like that. But what we want to be able to do is we want to have an all-encompassing method of retargeting all those people who've landed on our website. You know, there's a reason why they're on our website. It may be that they've looked at an article and that they never go onto the website design page, okay? So we wouldn't send them an advert for website design because we know that's not what they're interested in. They were just reading some article on something or other. Unless that website page happened to be about top 10 tips for website design, in which case they might be interested in website design. Do you see what I mean? So, like, that's a major reason why we still want a website. So that's number one, Facebook retargeting pixels. Number two, then, is, you know, what's the first thing that you do? You hear about me, you hear about this guy called Daniel Latto. What is the first thing that you're going to go do where you're going to go onto Google, you're going to type my name, and you're going to see what comes up? So usually you'll have things like your Twitter account, your Facebook account, your Instagram account, my iTunes stuff comes up. But then also my website comes up as well. So one of the first things that people do is they go and do some research on them. You know that client where we closed a $5,000 client overnight? He found us on iTunes and then he did his research on us, went onto YouTube, saw some of my videos. At some point, he then went onto my website, filled in the strategy form, and then the next day we had $5,000 in the account, right? Because he was a business coaching client. Well, that's exactly what you want. So if we hadn't have had a website, what would have been the mechanism for him to know where to go? And so this is the other reason why you want a website, is that not only are people going to do their research on you, and you want to really have a good website that has a, you know, lots of lots of content on there, from videos to podcasts to Facebook Live replays to written articles to images, the whole lot. Because they're going to do some background research about who you are, who your business is, what other people say about you, which is why we have a testimonials page. And that's what people are going to want to know. So they want to know more about who you are. But then also the extension of this is, how are people going to make contact? So this is number three then, is people want to make contact with you. Like, if I want to make contact with Gary Vee, can I go to Gary Vee's Instagram and reply to one of his posts? Well, I mean, I can, but is he actually going to respond to that? No, probably not. It's not an official channel. Like, I know he's great at engagement. It's one of the things he talks about that really winds him up. In fact, you know, he flies into an event and he's looking at people saying, oh, I'm coming to see you. And then he checks out their social media to see what their engagement is like with their clients, right? And usually it's pretty rubbish. So actually, Gary does respond very well to other people's comments, but he gets that many. It's not an official channel of getting in contact with him. If I'm a client and I want to buy from Gary Vee, I'm not going to go type a reply to one of Gary Vee's tweets. Like, he tweets like every 6 minutes anyway, right? So, like, literally, he tweets every 6 minutes. And I know that sounds crazy, but that's the amount of content that he puts out. So that's not going to work. So what are the official channels? So your website provides you with that official channel. Now, I was looking at some potential guests for podcasts, and there were one or two actors, and I thought, actually, they'd be really cool to come on, and stuff from the 80s or 90s. I thought that'd be quite cool, mostly for my own interest. Screw everybody else. I wanted them on. One of them was the guy who played Arthur Dent in the original Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, because I read that book like a million times. I thought that'd be so cool to have his voice on my podcast. And maybe actually for him to do an intro on one of my podcasts. That's exciting to me as a geek, as a sci-fi geeky kind of guy, right? So anyway, I went over to his Peter something, I forget his name. I went over to his website, and it's like a website from 1990s. But anyway, look, that's his official channel. He's an old guy, you know. It's not like he is tweeting every 2 minutes like Gary Vee. Do you know what I mean? He's not into social media and that kind of thing. But that was his official channel. So in order for people to make contact with you, you need to have an official channel. So on my website, when you go over, it says, I think it's called Work With Me. Let me just take a quick look. And it's at the top. Let's see. I am logged into my website, so let me just have a look at the homepage. Across the top, it says Work With Me. You click on that, and then it goes over to the strategy session page. And then you can just, you know, that's the official channel. That's the way to actually do it. So that's pretty cool, right? So you need the same as well. Because if you haven't got that, then how are people going to know how on earth to make contact with you? And so that's the difficulty if you've not got that. Okay, so number four then, a big one, search engine optimization. So we've been doing some work with some clients. The results actually speak for themselves. We've had some tremendous results. Let me just pull up those results. We're in here somewhere. So the results that we've had for clients in terms of the amount of traffic or the increase in traffic that's going to people's websites is significant. So for example, one client in the last 2 weeks, the average time that a person spends on their site has increased by over 14%, which is like a sixth. Is that a sixth? That's pretty amazing, right? So people are spending more time on somebody's website. And the more time that somebody spends on somebody's website, the greater the trust, the greater the credibility that people have. The next one is that page views have actually increased by 73%, over 73%, in fact. So what this means is that, you know, instead of someone just going on and looking at five pages, they're looking at like seven and a half pages. I know you can't look at half a page, but you know what I mean. But there's a significant increase. So for every 10 pages somebody looks at, they're now looking at an extra seven, which is pretty amazing. An increase of over 70% is pretty amazing. And then, What else, you know, that's just amazing in terms of getting somebody onto a website and making a website what we call sticky, so people are staying on it. Now, one of the other side effects of this is that when, because we're creating content, we're creating more pages, and when people are searching on Google, it means that their search engine optimization is now beginning to kick in, because now people are getting found for what we call long-term keyword, long-tail keywords. So, for example, we've got a client who runs a business putting investors in touch with people who've got deals to sell or off-plan deals and that kind of thing. So now they're starting to come up on a search engine rankings on first page of Google. So so now they're beating some of their competitors, where before their competitors had the whole of a front page. Now these guys are coming up on that front page as well. Like, they might not be the top. Like, on some keywords, actually, they are, but not on every keyword, because that's virtually impossible. But on a number of keywords, and every month we're adding more keywords to it to get them found more, then the more traffic they get, the more traffic they get, the more time they spend on site, the more time they spend on site, the more clicks they're going to make onto different pages. Google looks at that and likes it as well. That helps get their search engine rankings up. It's like a big circle of consequences, positive consequences, you know. So if, you know, I know people go, oh, there's no room for search engine optimization. Of course there is. Like, you know, if you want to know how to do something, or if you want to buy something, you type it on Google and that thing comes up number one, then you buy, I'd say that's pretty important. And I know that that's exactly what people do. So that's a great way of doing it. Okay, so search engine optimization, I think that was number four. Number five then is just about building trust and reassurance. So, and really this is to do with getting testimonials on your website. Because if somebody lands on the page and there's a specific place for people to go, one, to make contact with you, and two, to find out, you know, some of the results that other people have had, that builds up trust and credibility. Plus then you've got all this other content coming onto your website about all your podcasts, all your videos. They can see that you're an actual real person. You're a relevant person. You are a currently relevant person. Now, how many times have you been on a website and it's literally impossible to check whether this website's been updated in the last 5 years or not? Because they've got no blog posts, they've got nothing, right? Like, you don't even know if this business is even in existence anymore. So by you constantly creating more content, putting it on your website, it shows that you are a currently relevant business and that you can currently help those people with whatever query that they happen to have. So look, is a website relevant in 2019? Like, can you, let me re-ask that question in a slightly different way. Can you get away with not having a website in 2019, starting a business without one? Yes. Is it, in an ideal world, do you need a website? 100% you need a website. You can start a business without it, but that's like, can you drive a four-wheel car on three wheels? Well, yes. Like, you can, but would you want to? Why would you? Why would you run the risk? Go and get yourself a bloody website for 350 quid for not even a lot of money. So yes is the answer. You can do that. So look, I hope that's useful for you. If you've got any questions on that, then just come back to me and we'll speak to you on the next podcast. My name's Dan Latto. Take care.
The Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast, brought to you by property and business coach Daniel Latto. Join the conversation at www.daniellatto.co.uk. Remember to like and subscribe.